All right, Andrew. We didn't see you last week. Was that kind of a mental way of knocking yourself out of the championship to kind of get rid of that commitment for the full season? Or are we going to see a full season?
That was a mental way to get it out of the championship, and that was also a psychological way for me to not have to have an issue with Valerie for not attending her graduation. So
it's a good choice.
That was the smart way to go for my health. Part of it, too. We're going to try to have some fun this year. We got to do that, and there's a couple other things on the slate. So we're going to go for the wins. We're going to be just as aggressive. Obviously, hopefully we showed out there tonight. We're not going to lay down. We're going to be just as competitive, hopefully, and we'll see how it goes.
Not that you ever points raced anyway, but with a little more relaxed schedule, is that going to allow you to free yourself up more on the track?
I think so. It's what's going to allow us to do, too, is practice different things that we're too afraid to do in a point race. There's a couple of things I want to try and a couple of things we're going to try that the crew came up with, and I think it's going to be good. But it's going to be different. I think I was more aggressive on the early going, and I think maybe that cost me tonight. I mean, I don't know who it was. Someone decided to make it three wide, and that was not the smartest thing to do. But, we'll see where it takes us. We're going to be okay, though.
As far as the groove tonight, is there much of a second groove? Because last week, granted, it was damp and it was cold, and tonight's a little chilly tonight. It seems like not much room out there to pick a pass.
There was a second groove, but the two grooves together were probably 70% grip of what they normally are. Once you got four or five cars out in front like that are pretty quick, you're not going to pass an open air. I mean, Bond had a run on me once when I bobbled out of two, but other than that, if that could have been a 100-lap, 200-lap race, it just would have been follow the leader unless someone burnt the tires up. But that's the problem with Oswego, and sometimes it's like that if there's no bite, and hopefully, you know, we can make some changes, get better brakes on these things, and maybe four-barrel carburetor or something, so that if someone does bobble, you can drive by them. But it's hard to do up here with the type of stuff that we have.
Likely we're going to see you next week for Memorial Day?
Yeah, I think Valerie cleared my schedule for Memorial Day. There's no graduations or anything. So we're going to come up here, and that's a big race. I want to win that one again. I've only won that one once. And we'll just play it by ear. And just my goal is to get like three wins this year. I want to get three wins.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your run tonight?
We got everyone back on board that we had last year, all our sponsors, Richard Walton Trucking, Ukrainian National Club, Beaver River Distribution's been a huge help come on board. All the guys, and then my dad put a lot of work into this, and Tom and Gary. It's not easy. I'm not here to help on the car. So, all of us here tonight, Ryan's come along and helped us out too. We're starting to bring him up through. So it's going to be a team effort, and we're going to get those three wins we want.